The Plastic Pollution Reduction Act would have required businesses to reduce the use of single-use plastics in packaging and foodware by as much as 75%. Single-use plastic use has increased due to the COVID-19 pandemic, as more people are eating more takeout. The bills, one in the state house and one in the state assembly, would have required businesses to reduce plastic use by 2032. Advocates say the legislation is well written. It targets plastic only and is enforceable with fines. Democrat Lorena Gonzalez from San Diego is the author of the legislation in the assembly.
The current pandemic has only increased our awareness of single-use plastic, like utensils, bags, and containers of all of our favorite takeouts. No one is saying that these items don't have a use, but we are not being honest with ourselves about their end of life, and it is past time to do something about it. Without comprehensive reform, we will continue to throw our single-use plastics into the recycling bin to be sorted and baled, but they will only end up in the landfill or incinerated. That's why this bill would take a comprehensive approach to reduce waste from single-use plastic packaging and specified products 75% by 2032 through source reduction, recycling, and composting, and require these items be fully recyclable or compostable by 2032.
Gonzalez says her bill would also grow the recycling industry, which would create more jobs. Part of the bill's language encourages producers to do in-state manufacturing. San Francisco Assemblyman Phil Ting is also a co-author of the Plastic Pollution Reduction Act. He says that only 9% of plastic is actually recycled.
Because right now, all those takeout containers that we say, oh, this is plastic, we think we can go recycle it, doesn't get recycled. It used to go to China because China was buying our plastic. But China a couple of years ago said, you know what, we got enough plastic here and from other parts of the world. We're not buying your plastic anymore. So you know where it's going? It's going into the landfills. It's not going and being recycled at some recycling plant in the sky.
The University of California recently committed to eliminate single-use plastics on its campuses over the next decade. Lawmakers say they will reintroduce the legislation in the next session. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Witte.